The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Had a great crowd last night at the Veranda to hear the two candidates for Greenville County Sheriff, A.T. Tommy Smith and Hobart Lewis, on the ballot again on Tuesday in this GOP runoff. I wanted to check in with both of the candidates this morning just to give you another quick update. I've been asking you if there was something that we didn't get to last night that you wanted to ask. Send it in to me, and we'll get it to them. And this is an important race. We got to go back to the polls on Tuesday. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar to be there. Joining me for a few minutes, A.T. Tommy Smith. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joey. Good morning.
I thought last night went well. Any surprises for you?
No. And, you know, I really appreciate the debate format, quite frankly. I think you and Deb and Taggart did a fantastic job, and I think the crowd was very pleased, and I think you know, I don't think you could have asked for a better format or a better exchange in terms of the debate. I thought it was great.
Yeah, well good. I mean, you know, the whole idea, and as we talked prior to the debate, you know, sometimes you can get so bogged down into to a timer. You know, you got 60 seconds to respond or whatever. You really don't get the opportunity to give complete answers. And so that's what we wanted to give you guys a chance to do last night, was to say what's on your mind, tell the people what you want them to know about you and why you're running for sheriff, so that they can make an educated decision on who to vote for next Tuesday. You know, several times we asked questions last night, and either you or Hobart would say, well, you know, I've been asked that before. I imagine there's probably not a new question that you guys can be asked now, because you've been asked everything over these past few months.
Well, I think you're right, and it'll be interesting to see if someone does text you something that we have not been asked, because it is true. And it's even with our own emails, you know, and I take a lot of phone calls, take a lot of emails. We do get those questions over and over, and it's just maybe people haven't caught the answer, and, you know, they're ready to hear what we have to say. But as I said last night, you know, in the up to the primary, we had five candidates, and I think most of us spent the time defining ourselves. What I've tried to do since the primary and before the runoff is define what I'll do as sheriff, and I put a, you know, a few proposals out there that I think we need to take advantage of, like a permanent contact for houses of worship in the sheriff's office because of all the things that we've seen across the country. And then also I've put a proposal forward. I think it's time to look at trying to get a substation in the Five Forks area because of the congestion and just chaos down there as far as traffic and what could be a really bad situation if there is a dire emergency. But those are just a couple of things. And, you know, to your point, I think, as I've said, I've spent the last 2 weeks trying to define what my vision is for the sheriff's office, if people are good enough to elect me.
Sure, sure. With me this morning, A.T. Tommy Smith. I just wanted to check in. Hobart Lewis will be joining me a little later this morning as well. You know, I had a whole lot of questions that were emailed or texted in last night, some that we just didn't get to in the hour and a half. That time seemed to really go by quickly. Tommy, one of those questions that I was not able to get to last night that was emailed to me was in relationship to gangs. Do you think gangs are a problem in upstate, in Greenville specifically, and how would you combat gangs if, in fact, this is a problem?
No, they are. And, you know, we've seen a lot of news reports and things that that lend itself to that idea. I mean, you know, excuse me, the popular gangs are the ones that get all the attention, you know, the MS-13, the Crips, and the Bloods. But the reality of it is there's a lot of gangs in the upstate. And, you know, the Department of Corrections sort of keeps a good monitor on that. Whenever inmates are released, they'll put out flyers and notifications to law enforcement about not only who has been released, but what their affiliation is with a particular gang. And there's small ones, big ones, you know, up to the ones we just talked about. But it all goes back to what I was talking about, I think, last night. And that is, Greenville is in the I-85 corridor, halfway between, you know, Atlanta and Charlotte. And so taking a task force approach on a lot of these crimes, whether it's drug trafficking or human trafficking, I think it's something that we need to focus on and emphasize, because more hands working together will solve a problem than not. And so to be too split apart, and, you know, each agency working its own thing, may not be as productive as it would be if we were all together trying to attack the problem. But yes, to answer your question, gangs are a problem, and I think a lot of it reverts right back to that I-85 corridor and the fact that people can come from either of those directions, stop here in Greenville, do what they need to do, and get right back on the road.
Sure, sure. We just got a question on the Big Rock text line. Joey, what does AT stand for? What is your full name, Tommy?
Alvin Thomas.
Alvin
Thomas.
So you
can see why I go by the initials. I try to avoid the Alvin if I can, but, you know. So it's Alvin Thomas, but, you know, and you know, because we've come back a long way growing up here and being here all those years, everybody knew me as Tommy. And then during my other career, I kind of reverted to the AT. So I had to cross-pollinate both names.
Yeah, yeah. Another question that was emailed in talks about canine units, and I'm not sure about this. I guess maybe the canines do not have bulletproof vests currently. Is that the case? And do you plan to increase the canine workforce?
I don't know the answer to that. I would assume they do. You know, most law enforcement agencies now do have that for the canines. So I think they do. I could be wrong, but certainly if they don't, it's something that we need to pay attention to. And even if we can't get the you know, the budget money to fund that, we ought to try to do that through a philanthropic way, you know, get some donations or something, because there is no better representative or asset, for that matter, in law enforcement than a canine, you know. And I've dealt with those programs over the years, and I'll tell you, you can't have a better tool, and I would think they're not even a tool, they're beyond that. You know, they're so highly trained to do what they do, and I've always said, you know, that it's very seldom, if ever, that a canine will fail to do its job.
Yeah, and we saw just last week, there's a nonprofit here in the upstate that I'm sure you're aware of, Defenders for Children, Tony Clark over there. She raises the money and donates these canines that are trained to detect phones and disk drives and things, primarily to people who are hiding child pornography or whatever. But she donated one to Spartanburg County. I think we have two here in Greenville, and that's just an example of a private nonprofit organization bringing the community together to help you guys in law enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tony does a lot of like work in that area, like you said, and I think they have, beyond Greenville, the work she has done has resulted in a canine in Spartanburg, and I believe also down in Richland County as well. But she works hard toward that end, and you know, it's amazing. It's like I said, you can train a dog to do just about anything, and the fact that that we have one is a benefit, and the fact that it can do searches and find things related to crimes, you know, as small as a thumb drive, that obviously could be hidden anywhere, you know, in a house particularly.
Sure, yeah. Another texter, AT Tommy Smith, is asking, would you put Greenville County back on live PD?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I've gotten some mixed messages from folks within the department, but I think it's so popular, it's something that we have to look at for sure. I know they had a short run, you know, on live PD during the Lewis administration, but it went away after, I believe, one season. Now, a good friend of mine is Leon Lott, who is the sheriff in Richland County, and they were on from the very beginning and I believe continue to be on. So I'm going to have that conversation, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, with Sheriff Lott, and find out what the parameters of that actually are. But I would say, you know, it sounds like people want it, so it's certainly something we ought to take a look at.
Sure, yeah. One final question that was emailed says, considering that deputies are the face of the sheriff's office, do you see a need to implement character education programs for the Greenville County Sheriff's Office deputies?
I think that falls into the category we hit last night about training, you know, and 38 years of law enforcement experience, I've never come across a deputy, a police officer, a federal agent, anyone that will tell you they have too much training. So I think in terms of every asset that we can bring in and train from, whether it's that sort of training or crisis intervention training, yes, I think anything we can do, we need to do. And, you know, that only makes for a better deputy, but at the end of the day, it makes for better service to the taxpayers. And you know, that's who we're obligated to. So, yes, I would take advantage of not only that, but any other training that may be lacking in the sheriff's office. And I think that's something we'll have to take a hard look at.
Yep. AT Tommy Smith with us. Thank you again for your time last night and for again this morning. Have a great weekend. I know you guys are busy as you're in the home stretch. Any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, as you said a minute ago, we need folks to go and vote. You know, usually in a special, the turnout is not great. And certainly in a runoff, you know, gets even worse sometimes. I would just ask folks to, like you said, mark your calendar. Please go vote. We need every vote. Every vote counts. Certainly, if they are undecided, look at us. Go to atsmithforsheriff.com. I think we bring a vision and the professionalism that is now needed in the sheriff's office to restore, you know, the credibility in the public's eye, but also the hardworking men and women of the sheriff's office to know that they will have a leader that they can follow and have that respect and so forth from the community. I think it's very important. But ultimately, like I said, we need folks to go out Tuesday and vote. Check on your polling place. I think there was a little confusion because some of the schools obviously were in session where polling normally goes. So I would ask folks to go ahead and look at greenvillecounty.org and know where you need to go. And yep. Please go vote on Tuesday.
And we also have a link on our website as well, 945theanswer.com, that'll take you to that. But a good point, because there was a bit of confusion last time as some of the normal polling places were not open. So AT Tommy Smith, good luck to you on Tuesday. I know you got a busy weekend ahead of you. And thank you again for your time. And, you know, hopefully people will show up next Tuesday. And we'll soon know who our GOP primary nominee is.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
All right, sure thing. Have a great Friday.